Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime. During the election campaigns of the early and mid-90s, Preston Manning at the time was the leader of the Reform Party of Canada, and Mr. Manning and I would sit in the studio and we'd talk about what Canada required in going forward. And even though, Mr. Manning, you weren't running against Brian Mulroney, you were running against Jean Chrétien, the presence of Brian Mulroney was felt. And that's sort of an overriding feeling that I've had over the last couple of days as we've all talked about the passing of Mr. Mulroney. Thanks for joining us, Preston. And what are your remembrances? What are your recollections of Brian Mulroney?
Yeah, well, it's good to talk to you again, Roy. And, you know, I think when us, particularly us political people, talk about another political person like Brian Mulroney, our tendency is to talk about his political achievements or the election victories that he had or the things that went wrong or the great policy things. And certainly there's a lot can be said about Brian Mulroney from that category. If the only thing his administration ever did was to get the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement, that would be sufficient to put him in the league with John MacDonald or Laurier or King in terms of a national achievement, and one that was particularly beneficial to the West. But I think there's merit in looking at these people more from a personal standpoint. And although I never knew Mulroney personally, one of the things I used to have from learn from the members of Parliament that served with him or staff is that he took a personal interest in people. That he remembered their birthdays, how many kids they had, and this wasn't just a temporary thing. This was a consistent thing. What stood out to them was the humanity of the guy, as distinct from his, his political achievements, etc. And I think that's one of the main things that he'll ultimately be remembered and valued for.
Yeah, there's not so much of. Am I right in saying there's not so much of that in federal politics? Let's talk about federal politics these days. I mean, I know there's a lot of antagonism, but it used to be that politicians would get together at the end of the day.
That's a very good point, Roy. Is it this? The political culture today is so poisoned with this cancel culture, the polarization. If you don't agree with someone, you trash them or have nothing to do with them. That sort of human aspect of personal relationships, even with people with whom you profoundly disagree, is a missing element. And it was a characteristic of Brian Mulroney's that ought to be kind of rehearsed with a intention of it. We need to get more of that back into the political arena if it's going to be a kind of an arena where people will even consider entering it.
Mm-hmm. Well, people make mistakes, and you pointed out in your op-ed that Mr. Mulroney took decisions that were counter to what the West needed. But you then also you really got into the humanity of the man, and it shouldn't be that hard to say. Yeah, you made mistakes, but here you were a good person.
Even the symbols of the House of Commons put some constraint on destroying personal relations. Like in the old British Parliament, and our Parliament follows it, the opposition and the government's benches were two swords lengths apart. So you could get your sword out and slash and wield it. Yeah. You couldn't quite chop off the head or the limbs of your opponent. And today, like what's the equivalent of two swords lengths apart in our political arena? It's a sort of a fight to the death, or you ignore the other party completely. And Mulroney was not like that. One incident that I knew of, that he had this personal relationship with people, but it extended to people outside his own party circle and partisan circle, because I knew a fellow that was very involved in our campaigns, which were instrumental in undoing a lot of the old Progressive Conservative Party. And one of these gentleman, his daughter passed away at a very, in her 20s from cancer. And who was the first call that he got offering sympathy and consolation? It was from Brian Mulroney, you know. Mm-hmm. He was that kind of a person. I think that aspect of his career is one of the things that really ought to be remembered and honored today.
Yeah. I know Ben Mulroney a little bit from doing broadcasts with him. I don't know Caroline Mulroney, but I've seen the family. And you just get a sense this is a family that has unity and a family that likes each other and gets along with one another. And the leadership, certainly early on, and I would imagine throughout life to a certain extent, comes from the parents. And in the broader context of a nation, maybe I'm not suggesting a prime minister be a parent, but you have to take a leadership role. And when you don't, then chaos erupts. There was an old line that went like this, you couldn't organize a stampede. And we don't need that. We need leadership. And he provided that.
Yeah, and I think, like in future, you know, when we evaluate political leaders or candidates or potential prime ministers, I mean, our tendency is to say, well, what's their policy position? Yeah. What's the set of principles they purport to believe in? We attach a lot of weight to those categories. But this category that he represented, what's their... What's their capacity for human relationships?
Preston, I'm sorry.
Relationships with those that disagree, you know?
I apologize. I have to interrupt you because we've run out of time for the show today. And if I don't say goodbye, they're going to cut me off.
Okay, thanks, Roy.
Thank you, Preston. Great to talk to you again.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.